about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arian Mack with your 10 AM headlines.
In local news, Channel 9's Mount Cutha TV station is going to be listed for sale as Brisbane City Council plans for a Mount Cutha unveil. After more than six decades in operation, the large television studios where the nightly news program is broadcast will be listed for sale by Savalas. The Brisbane City Council has developed a master plan for Mount Cutha to turn the area into a world-class ecotourism destination that will feature improvements to the lookout, better facilities, a treetop walk, and a new mountain bike track. Channel 9 has said that as the Brisbane City Council has developed this plan, they are taking this opportunity to find a new home for 9 in Queensland.
Small businesses in Australia are struggling as the AI industry is pushed by billions of dollars worth of investments and free or cheap access for users. These fears are only increasing as governments in Australia fast-track applications for data centers while still dealing with power and water demands. However, a young creative from Toowoomba named Chloe Young is trying to combat AI from a grassroots level. Young put out a call out on social media offering to design posters for small businesses and community groups for a small fee or for free if they could not afford it. Despite not being a graphic designer, Young received nearly 30 inquiries from people within days of posting their call out. Another small business in Toowoomba has introduced an anti-AI policy at her boutique, wine bar, and bookshop after nearly losing a client when she turned to AI for help, creating flyers and social media posts. Park Taichon, a professor at University of Queensland, said consumers were becoming wary of AI and losing trust in businesses because it can look unoriginal and hollow.
And in national news, a framework implemented by the Education Department called Respectful Relationships has caused the opposition leader Angus Taylor to say that teachers are pushing political agendas. Fantastic, great work. Well done, Angus. Taylor's counterpart Matt Canavan also rallied against, quote, anti-boy ideology in schools, saying the program, which encourages young boys to reflect on their male privilege, could have an adverse effect in driving boys to toxic voices online. The Respectful Relationships program was established to teach primary and secondary students about respectful relationships, gender equality, and consent. It does not mention male privilege specifically. However, its inclusivity outcome instructs teachers to help students, regardless of gender, to consider how their identities and experiences, including those related to power and inequality, affect their relationships. These comments have sparked backlash from teachers in the Australian Education Union, who have labelled the views as, quote, fundamentally incorrect, and say these comments fuel the aggression and disrespect towards teachers that is already on the rise.
From October this year, New South Wales will be making a pill testing permanent. Following a trial completed over a year at different musical festivals, $4.3 million will go towards continuing drug testing services. Of 1,500 samples analyzed over the trial, over 8% of them detected an unexpected substance. This led to fewer hospital presentations on festival days. Meanwhile, pill testing is still banned in Queensland. Two pill facilities have remained closed, including a checkpoint site that was set to reopen on the 5th of September.
And in international news, Israel's far-right security manager has been criticized for promoting the poor conditions of Palestinian prisoners in Israel jails via AI-generated videos. Last Sunday, Itamar Ben-Gvir posted two videos on his social media pages, both now deleted. These featured imagery of Palestinian prisoners with thought bubbles over their head, as if they were thinking about fairy floss and hookah, popped by Ben-Gvir. He then presses a button and moves them from a conveyor belt to an Israeli prison. This comes after comments following his promotion into Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, including saying something very impolite I won't say on air, as well as proposing that channels get dug around an Israel prison and get filled with crocodiles in order to discourage Palestinian prisoners from escaping.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band.
And that's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 o'clock with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.